In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text, Exodus, the third chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, how do we mere men come to know God? We're not born with the knowledge of God. No, we're born with the knowledge of sin. Sin blinds us. It separates us. It cuts us off from God. That's why St. John says, no one who keeps on sinning has either seen God or known him. And we cannot know God simply by taking a walk around Lidgerwood. Sure, we can walk. Sure, we can stop and observe the beauty and complexity of nature. And we can conclude that someone smarter, someone more powerful must have made the world, that there must be a creator. That's why St. Paul says, what can be known about God is plain to them. His invisible attributes, namely his eternal power, his divine nature. They have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world. But knowing that there is a God is not the same as knowing God. How then can we know who God is and what he's like? Or even how he feels about us and what he wants for us. How can we know whether this God is for us? For us to know that, for us to know him, we need God to reveal himself, to tell us, and to show us. In short, we need God to do for us what he did for Moses in Exodus 3. If you remember, Moses was out tending his father-in-law's flock in the land of Midian. And as he was shepherding the flock by Mount Sinai or Horeb, one and the same, he saw something spectacular. It was a bush. But not just any bush. A burning bush. This bush was inflamed. But it was not reduced to dust. Or ashes, or smoke. What's going on? He thought. And he went to see. He went to see what was going on. And as he did, God called to him from a bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. He said, and God told him, do not come near. Take off your sandals, because the place that you are standing is holy ground. What made that place holy? The presence of a holy and perfect God found in the fire, who had come down in lowly and humble form, a simple desert bush. And if that weren't miraculous enough, God sent Moses to deliver his people from their Egyptian enemy, using his own divine name. Say to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Who is God? He is the great I am, meaning he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is time and eternity and glory and dominion and existence and life. He is the one who promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would make them into a great nation, give them a home and work through them to bring about the promised child who would be a blessing to the nations. This is what God reveals to Moses at Mount Horeb or Sinai. In the burning bush, God revealed himself to be the holy, perfect God who comes to his people in lowliness and humility, a lowly, humble form, to deliver them from the hand of their enemies. That is what Moses gets to see and witness with his own eyes. As the Lord came to Moses in the wilderness by Horeb, he also has come to us in this wilderness of sin, a sinful world. God came to us personally. He came in the most remarkable way. not in the awesome power of fire and a lonely desert bush. No, something much more majestic and concrete. He came in the power of the Holy Spirit conceived in the lowly and humble flesh of Mary. There in Mary's womb, God is present in, with, and under the human body of Jesus. As St. Paul says, in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. What's more, Jesus says before Abraham was, I am. Did you catch that? I am. The very name of the one who appeared to Moses in the burning bush, or Jacob at Bethel, or Isaac at Gerar, or Abraham at Haran, now appears to all people, first at Bethlehem, then in Judea and Samaria, and finally to the ends of the earth. Just stop and think. Everywhere Jesus laid or sat or fell or walked or hung or lived, was and is holy ground. The manger in Bethlehem was holy, for Jesus was laid in it. The donkey walking toward Jerusalem was holy, because Jesus sat on it that great Palm Sunday. The earth is holy, for while he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me." And what's more, he walked the Via Dolorosa, the road, the very road and way of suffering for you and for me. The sky and the trees, the bushes, are holy because on the tree of the cross, Jesus was suspended in love for you. He suffered. He bled. He died. And when he did, then the world more fully and completely began to know God. For the centurion cried out, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." There on the cross and in the empty tomb, God has most fully revealed, made himself known to us. For there we see the mighty Creator deliver us from the hand of our enemies, sin and death and the devil, by laying down his life for his sheep. There we clearly see that Jesus, God in the flesh, was humbling himself, bearing our sin, our guilt, our shame, and being obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Dear saints of the living God, don't you see? Mount Calvary is an even greater revelation of God than was given to Moses at Mount Horeb or Sinai. Because at Mount Calvary, we see that God does not desire the death of a sinner. At Mount Calvary, we see that God loved the world in this way, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. At Mount Calvary, we see greater love has none than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Truly, in Christ crucified, risen, and reigning, our God most fully reveals himself to the world. And this God, he has chosen to reveal himself to you in a very personal, in a very concrete, in a very humble way, so that you might know him and love him right now, right here, today. In simple water, Lydia would tap water, and with plain, ordinary words. God called you by name. And he placed his mark of the cross on your forehead and on your heart. And he said to you, I baptize you. See, I have called you by name, and you are mine. And I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, take off your sandals. Take and eat. Take and drink. This is my body and blood given for you, poured out for the many, poured into you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Depart in my peace. Your sins are forgiven. I am with you always in this way until the end of the age. Here, where two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus, there Jesus promises to be among them, among us, making himself known as the Lord who has, who does, and who will always continue to deliver us from the hand of our enemies, now and forever. Amen.